Gingrich, Trump Administration Filled with Strong, Intelligent Women. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 25, 2024. Donald Trump has befuddled the opposition by filling his administration with strong, intelligent women, declares former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Just before the November 5 election, Mark Cuban told the women of The View that you never see Donald Trump around strong, intelligent women. Ever, Gingrich notes, an assertion amply belied by his administration picks. Trump's very first appointment unveiled Susie Wiles as chief of staff, the first woman to hold the position in U.S. history, Gingrich observes. As Trump said of her in his announcement, Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. Wiles co-chaired Trump's 2024 campaign with Chris LaCivita, who praised her for her master ability to manage multiple things of significance simultaneously. Gingrich writes, and her professional management style helped achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history. As U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Trump named Representative Elise Stefanik, the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. Stefanik's age did not slow her down, and she has served as chair of the House Republican Conference and as a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, Gingrich remarks. Elise is a strong and very smart America First fighter, Trump wrote of her when announcing her nomination. She will be an incredible ambassador to the United Nations, delivering peace through strength in America First national security policies. Moving on, Trump also appointed Kristi Noem, the first female governor of South Dakota, as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. She was the first governor to send National Guard soldiers to help Texas fight the Biden border crisis, and they were sent a total of 8 times, Trump wrote of her. And as Secretary of DHS, Noem will continue this effort to stem illegal immigration together with Borders R. Tom Homan, Gingrich adds. For her part, Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard was yet another strong woman chosen for a key role by President-elect Trump. A former Democrat with a remarkable career in uniform and in government, Gabbard will now serve as Director of National Intelligence. Along with her impressive military service, Gabbard also served as a member of the Armed Services, Homeland Security, and Foreign Affairs Committees during her 4 terms as Congresswoman for Hawaii. I know Tulsi will bring the fearless spirit that has defined her illustrious career to our intelligence community, championing our constitutional rights and securing peace through strength. Tulsi will make us all proud, wrote Trump on announcing her new post. In another first, Trump named 27-year-old Caroline Leavitt as the youngest White House press secretary ever. Leavitt ran for Congress in 2022 in her home state of New Hampshire and won a 10-way Republican primary. Caroline is smart, tough, and has proven to be a highly effective communicator, Trump said of her in a statement. I have the utmost confidence she will excel at the podium. As the U.S. Secretary of Education, Trump named Linda McMahon, an ardent supporter of school choice and charter schools, Gingrich writes. She formerly served on the Connecticut Board of Education and led the Small Business Administration during the first Trump administration. McMahon will spearhead the effort to send education back to the states, Trump said. Linda will use her decades of leadership experience and deep understanding of both education and business to make America number one in education in the world. If this weren't enough, Trump also nominated Florida's first female attorney general, the Honorable Pam Bondi, as the next U.S. attorney general. Along with more than 18 years of experience as a criminal prosecutor, Bondi served on the President's Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission and is currently chair of the Center for Litigation and co-chair of the Center for Law and Justice at the America First Policy Institute. Pam will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again, Trump said. I have known Pam for many years, she is smart and tough and is an America First fighter. For a man you never see around strong, intelligent women, Donald Trump has surrounded himself with a female dream team that will help usher in a new golden age for America, Gingrich states. Follow @WilliamsRome.